Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Gershon Bertman. Meseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel. Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib, and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
Sukkah daf mem alef, omud alef. The Mishnah says, Borishoino hayolulov nitol b'mikdosh shiv'o u'b'medino yim echod. In the times that the Beis HaMikdash was Chaim, the lulav was nital, the mitzvah of dalet minim was miskayim in the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days, since the pasuk says, usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim, uvamedina yom echod, other places aside from the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of arba minim was only miskayim in the first day. People were only mikayim the mitzvah of nitilas lulav and arba minim on the first day of the Yom Tov of Sukkis, since the pasuk says, ulekachtem lochem bayom harishoin. This is a mitzvah only on the first day of the Yom Tov of Sukkis. Says the Mishnah, Mishachon al Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabben Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheyehei Lulav Nitol Bamedino Shiv'o Zecher LaMikdash. Rabben Yochanan ben Zakkai, that lived in the times of the Churban, he wanted people to remember this special mitzvah which was Noyig in the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav called Shiva, and therefore he instituted a takana that now every place that people live, they have to do the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav all 7 days. And according to this Mishnah, what we do today, that we do the Netilas Lulav all 7 days, the first day is a mitzvah min ha-Torah, and all the other 6 days, it is only a mitzvah min ha-Rabbanon Zecher la-Mikdosh. There's a very interesting machlekes Rashi and Rambam regarding what does it mean by Medina. The Mishnah said that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav was performed for all 7 days in the Mikdash, and in the Medina, Yom Echod. Rashi says, "Bamedina, Birushalayim, she'af hi kigvulim." Rashi says that the Medina that the Mishnah mentions over here means the rest of Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim has the same din of all the other cities in Eretz Yisrael, and the halacha is that even in the times when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayom, in Yerushalayim itself, in places in Yerushalayim which were outside of the Beis HaMikdash, people used to do the Netilas Lulav only the first day, and only after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that people do the mitzvah Netilas Lulav all 7 days. The Rambam writes in the Perusha Mishnayis that Medina is all the other ayorois of Eretz Yisrael aside from Yerushalayim. The Rambam holds that Yerushalayim had the din of the Mikdosh. This mitzvah that we learn, that the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav is noihig bebeis HaMikdosh all 7 days, is not only in the Beis HaMikdosh, it was also in all of Yerushalayim. And this, therefore, according to the Rambam, when the Mishnah says that we are mekayim the mitzvah by Medina Yom Echad, this means other cities aside from Yerushalayim, but Yerushalayim itself is included in the pasuk which says Usmachtem lifnei Hashem shivas yomim, and in Yerushalayim there's a special mitzvah of doing the Tilas Lulav all 7 days, even before the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and this is a din min haTorah. There's a very big nafkemini lahalocha and lahalocha lemaise in this machlaikis of the Rambam in Rashi. The Bikuri Yankiv in Simin Tov Reish Nun Aleph, Sifkoton Aleph, writes that according to the Rambam, even Bazman Hazeh in Yerushalayim, one has to do the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav min Atoiro all 7 days. Because the Rambam's famous shita in Hilchos Beis Avchiro, Perek Vav, Halochot Esvav, is that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is not misbatel even after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. So this Kedusha of Yerushalayim still remains even today, and with the Kedusha come all the halachos which are depending on this Kedusha, and one of the halachos is that according to the Rambam, one has to do the Netilas Lulav min HaTorah all 7 days in Yerushalayim, and therefore, says the Bikur Yankiv, according to the Rambam, even Bazman HaZeh, there is a mitzvah min HaTorah to do Netilas Lulav all 7 days in Yerushalayim. Other places, the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav of all 7 days is only Zecher LaMikdosh, Mitakonas Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. But in Yerushalayim, there's a mitzvah to do Netilas Lulav of Min HaTorah all 7 days, according to the Rambam. And according to Rashi, obviously this is not so, because the mitzvah of doing Netilas Lulav of all 7 days was only in the Beis HaMikdosh itself and not in Yerushalayim. The Bikuri Yankiv adds that there's an afkamina lahalocha lemaise for the people who live in Yerushalayim. Those people who live in Yerushalayim, according to the Rambam, they are mekayim the mitzvah of netilas lulav all 7 days min haTorah. So they have to be choishish for the psulim, the special halachos that are poisel arba minim min haTorah. For example, the halacha is that a lulav which is shaul, which is does not belong to the person he borrowed it from his friend, a person cannot be yotze in such a lulav or an esrog on the first day of Yom Tov, since the first day of Yom Tov, the halacha of netilas lulav is min haTorah. On the other days of the Yom Tov, when the mitzvah of netilas lulav is only midarabanan zeichel hamikdash, the halacha is that shaul is also kosher. Says the Bikur Yankiv, but since according to the Rambam in Yerushalayim, the mitzvah of netilas lulav all 7 days is min haTorah, one who lives in Yerushalayim has to be makpid to do the mitzvah of netilas lulav and arba minim with a lulav and arba minim that belong to him, because according to the Rambam, all 7 days will have a din of netilas lulav min haTorah, and lulav and esrog hashaul are posul when the mitzvah of dalad minim is a mitzvah min haTorah. The Sfasemes asks on this Bikuri Yankiv. According to the Bikuri Yankiv, the shita of the Rambam is that the mitzvah, this special mitzvah of Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim, is not only in the Beis HaMikdash, it is also in Yerushalayim, and this mitzvah still exists till today. Says the Sfasemes, the Mishnah told us that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did a special takana, Sheyehei Lulav Nitol Bamedina Shiva. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misakin that all over the world, people have to do the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav all 7 days. And the Gemara explains that the reason why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did this takana was in order that people will remember this special mitzvah which was performed in the Beis HaMikdash, the special mitzvah of Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't want this mitzvah or the Beis HaMikdash to be forgotten. Asks the Sfasemes, according to the Bikuri Yankiv, even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the mitzvah of doing the Tilas Lulav all 7 days still existed, because people still had to be mekayim the mitzvah in Yerushalayim. And if that is so, what was the chashash of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Why did he have to do a special takana that the Netilas Lulav nowadays is all 7 days? He could have left it with the Ikar Adin that in all over the world the Netilas Lulav will be only one day, the way the halacha is midei raisa, and still people will remember this special mitzvah Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim, since in Yerushalayim people will still keep the din Torah of 7 days, of the Tilas Lulav of all 7 days, that is learned from the pasuk Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim. Reb Shloim Zalman Oyerbach in Shalis Tshuvas Minchas Shloimoy Tinyono Simin and Zayin says that this is not a kasha, since the Gemara in Tainis, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis, says that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, in the times of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, not only the Beis HaMikdash itself was destroyed, the whole city, the whole Yerushalayim, was destroyed, and it looked like a complete destroyed field. And says Reb Shlomo Zalman, according to this Gemara, we could understand that even though the Rambam holds that there is a special mitzvah in Yerushalayim to do the Netilas Lulav of all 7 days, still, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who witnessed the Churban in front of his eyes, and he saw that not only the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, also Yerushalayim was destroyed, and the Gemara over there says that this situation continued on, this state of Yerushalayim being destroyed continued on for many, many years. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did a special takana that the lulav will be nital every single place in the world for all 7 days, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was afraid that now this mitzvah of Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem will be completely forgotten, since not only the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, even Yerushalayim itself is destroyed. And that is the teretz of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach on the kasha of the Sfasemes. There is no raya from the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai against the shita of the Bikuri Yankiv. We could really say that the etzem, the mitzvah of Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim, is also in Yerushalayim. And still Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had to do a special takana because Yerushalayim also was destroyed in the time of Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Chelek Ches Simin Samech Gimel Ois Zayin says that it must be that there's a toast sefer in the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis. It cannot be that the mitzvah of Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yomim was not only in the Beis HaMikdash, it was also in the rest of Yerushalayim. And Reb Moshe says that there's a very strong raya against this Rambam. It must be that it is a Tos Sofer. Since the Mishnah in Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis here in Masechet Sukkah says that the people in Yerushalayim used to go with their lulav and with their arba minim to Har HaBayis, and the Mishnah describes that that since there were so many people in the Har HaBayis, they used to be choytef umake zezeh, they used to hit each other, and therefore they had to do a special takana that every person should do the netilas lulav in his own house. Says Reb Moshe Feinstein, according to the Rambam, why did the people even have a hava minute to go to the Beis HaMikdash? Since they could do the mitzvah of netilas lulav all 7 days in Yerushalayim, and Reb Moshe brings the Gemara in Yerushalmi that says that there were many, many shuls in the Yerushalayim at the time, so why did the people do such an effort to go to the Beis HaMikdash to be mekayim the mitzvah of usmachtem lifnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim? They could have just stayed at home or go to shul in Yerushalayim and be mekayim the mitzvah as well. From that Mishnah, there's a raya that the reason why the people wanted to go to the Beis HaMikdash because in other places in Yerushalayim, they weren't able to be mekayim this special mitzvah of usmachtem lifnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim, because this mitzvah is only the Beis HaMikdash itself, like Rashi said, and Yerushalayim has a din like any other city in Eretz Yisrael, which the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav min HaTorah is only 1 day, and therefore people, the Anshei Yerushalayim, wanted to be mekayim this mitzvah of usmachtem lifnei Hashem lekechem, and being mekayim the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav and the Arba Minim all 7 days, and they had to go to the Beis HaMikdash to do the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav over there. Therefore concludes Reb Moshe Feinstein that this must be a Tos Sofer in the Rambam, and Lahalacha, the Rambam never meant that Yerushalayim has the same din of the Beis HaMikdash regarding this mitzvah of Usmachtem lifnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim. Only in the Beis HaMikdash itself there was this mitzvah of Netilas Lulav all 7 days, and the rest of Yerushalayim, the mitzvah was only in the first day, ulekachtem lochem b'yom harishon. The Mishnah says that the second takana that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mesaken after Churban Beis HaMikdash is v'sheyehei yom henef kuloi osur. Rashi explains that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was an isur to eat from the Tvuah Chadasha, from the Chadash, until the Korban HaOymer was Nikrav, until the Kohanim were Makriv the Korban HaOymer, on the second day of Pesach, Antes Zayin B'Nisan. But in the times where the Beis HaMikdash does not exist, when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, the halacha is that Heir HaMizrach Matir, that right in the beginning of the morning, when the sun rises in the day of the 16th, in the second day of Pesach, the people could already eat from the Tvuah Chadasha, from the new Tvuah that grew in the fields, because since there is no Oimer, the Heir HaMizrach Matir, the fact that the 16th day began, that the sun already came out, this is what brings about the heter to eat the Tvuah Chadasha. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was choishesh that people will get confused and they will get used to eat from the Tvuah Chadasha every year in the 16th day. Every year they will be eating from the new Tvuah in the second day of Pesach. And when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, Meheiro Yibone HaMikdash, they will continue their minhag, they will still eat the Tvuah Chadasha on the 16th day, and they will forget that the halacha is that when the Beis HaMikdash is already built, one is not allowed to eat from the Tvuah Chadasha until the Hakrava of the Korban HaOmer. Only when the Beis HaMikdash is not built, when there is no Korban HaOmer, that is when we say that Heir HaMizrach Hitir, and one could eat the Tvuah Chadasha already from the morning. But when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, people will forget and they will think that they could still eat from the Tvuah Chadasha from the morning of the second day of Pesach, and this is not so. The truth is that they could only eat from the time of the Korban HaOmer, when the Korban HaOmer will be korev in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did a takana sheyehei yom henef kuloi osur, that the second day of Pesach, the whole second day of Pesach, people are not allowed to eat from the Tvuah Chadasha, even though Meikar Adin, Heir HaMizrach Hitir, one is allowed to eat from the tvua from the morning, he was choshish that that will bring people to a takola. That is the first pshat in the Gemara in the takona of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Tosfos asks, Dibor matchil v'sheyehe yom henef. Tosfos says, Harbei takona is tikken Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. We find that there are many takonos that the Mishnah mentions that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a misaken. And Tosfos is hinting to Akasha, why did the Mishnah here in Sukkot Daf Mem Aleph mention only these two takonos? There are many takonos which Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misaken. What is so special about these takonos that they have to be mentioned together? The takona of Shiyehei Lulav Nitol by Medina Shiva, of course it has to be mentioned because the Mishnah wants to tell us the halacha that the mitzvah of Nitilas Lulav is all 7 days. But why did the Mishnah mention the second takona of Shiyehei Yom Henef Kuloi Osur together with the first takona which the Mishnah mentions? Says Tosfos, Elohanoch Tartei Tikein Yachad Lehochitane Hoche Yom Henef Agav Gola. Tosfos says that these two takonos, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misaken at the same time. He was misaken these two takonos right after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, and he was misaken them together. And therefore, after the Mishnah mentioned the first takona of Netilas Lulav Bamedina Kol Shiva, the Mishnah also mentioned the second takona, which Rabbi Yochanan was misaken together with this takona, even though really it has nothing to do with the first takona. There is no real shaychus between the two takonos. There's a very beautiful pshat from the Imri Emes. It is brought down in the Likutim, in the Imri Emes in the Likutim. And he explains that there is a connection between those two takonos. The takona of Shiyehei Lulav Nitol Bamedina Shiva and the second takona of Shiyehei Yom Henef Kuloi Osur are related to each other and they are connected. The Imri Emes explains that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was in the generation, in the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And right after the Churban, obviously the Jews, the Bnei Yisrael in that time, were very distressed and very upset and confused, and they did not know what the future is holding for them. And then comes Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and does the takona of Shiyehei Lulav Nitol Bamedina Shiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did this special takona that the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav is all 7 days all over the world. And as the Gemara explained, why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai do this takona? Why did he institute this special din of Lulav Nitol Bamedina Shiva? The Gemara explained that this is because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted to do a zecher lamikdash. And the Gemara brings a pasuk that there's a special inyan to do takonoi zecher lamikdash. Says the Imri Emes, the Bnei Yisrael, the Yidden in that kufa, when they saw Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituting a special takona zecher lamikdash, we could imagine what went through their heads in that time. They probably thought that if Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is already doing takonois, special takonois to remember the Beis Hamikdash, that means that the Beis Hamikdash is not going to be rebuilt for a very long time. And that is why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai doing special takonois to remember the Beis Hamikdash, because he knows that the Beis Hamikdash is going to stay and remain destroyed for a long time. And that caused them even extra distress and agony over this takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that proved to them that the Geula is not close at all. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw the reaction of the Yidden that Kufa, he said that there's another takana that he was misaken, and this is the second takana of Shiyehei Yom Henef Kuloi Osur. And as the Gemara explained, this takana of Yehei Yom Henef Kuloi Osur is because Mehei Lo Yibone Amikdosh. The whole takana is based on the chashash that maybe even next year the Beis Hamikdash will be built, and the people will be still used to be eating chadash from the morning of the 16th day of Nisan. And since this takana is based on the chashash that we're expecting the Beis Hamikdash to be built every year, that was a takana which was in order to take away the bad impression of the first takana. The first takana of Zecher LaMikdash gave a feeling to the people, to the Yidden that Kufa, that the Beis HaMikdash is not going to be rebuilt. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, don't worry, there's another takana that I was misaken, and that is Shiyehei Yom Henef Kuloi Osur, and the basis for this takana is because Mehei Ro Yibone HaMikdash. And this is the connection between those two takonas. They were both instituted right after the Churban, and basically those two takonas present the two attitudes that we have towards the Churban Beis HaMikdash. On one hand, we mourn and we do all kinds of things in order to remember the Beis HaMikdash that was destroyed, but on the other hand, we also anticipate and wait for the day that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, b'meir b'yameinu. There's a very interesting machlokes rishonim regarding the way the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the Beis HaMikdash which will be built when Mashiach comes, how exactly this Beis HaMikdash will be built. And this machlokes really depends on our sugya. The Gemara says that the second takana that the Mishnah said of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shiyeheyo imenef kulay osur, and as we explained, the reason for this takana is because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was afraid that in the first year that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, people will be mistakenly eating chadash from the morning, from the time of the Zricha, and they will forget that the halacha is that when the Beis HaMikdash is banui, they have to wait for the Korban HaOmer. And therefore he was mitzaken, Shiyeheyo imhenef kulay osur, that the whole day of 16th of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, one is not allowed to eat from the Tuvah Chadasha. The Gemara explains that this chashash of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was based on his chashash that maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built belelio. The Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be built in the night between the first and the second day of Pesach. And therefore, Rashi explains that there won't be enough time for the Kohanim to get ready and prepare for the Korban HaOmer, and therefore the Chadosh will be Asur the whole day, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan did the Takana that even when the Beis HaMikdash is not built yet, people should not eat the Tvu Chadosh on the 16th day, the whole day. Another option the Gemara says, Lo itzriche the evni belelio inami samuch lishkias achama. The second option to explain, the second way to explain the chashash of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is that the Beis HaMikdash will be built samuch lishkias achama. Bepashtis, this means right before the shkia of the first day of Yom Tov Pesach. And again, since the Beis HaMikdash will only be built then, there's a chashash that there won't be enough time for the Kohanim to be makriv the Korban HaOmer, and people will be nichshal in eating the Chadosh before the right time. Now Rashi says, V'ikashio de balaylo eino nivno, de kaimelon b'shvuos de ein minen b'is hamikdosh balaylo de chsivu b'yoyim hokim. How could the Gemara say that the chashash of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was that the b'is hamikdosh will be built in the night between the 15th and the 16th of Nisan? The Beis HaMikdash cannot be built by Lailo. There's a halacha that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is done only by the day. And Rashi says even more so. The second tirtz of the Gemara explains that the chashash of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was that the Beis HaMikdash will be built samuch lashkia of Yom Tesvav in the first day of Pesach. And says Rashi, there's an added halacha in the same Gemara in Shavuos Daf Tesvav on the base, then ein binan Beis HaMikdash doiche yomtiv. The building of the Beis HaMikdash is not doiche yomtiv, and we are not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash on yomtiv. Therefore, says Rashi, those two explanations of the Gemara in the Gzeira of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai do not seem to fit the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Tesvav Amud Beis, because the Gemara gives two options. Either the Beis HaMikdash will be built in the night between the 15th and the 16th, or it will be built Samuch Lishkiya Sachama and Yom Tizvav in the first day of Pesach. And says Rashi, in both of these times we are not allowed to build Beis HaMikdash. We don't build the Beis HaMikdash at night and also on Yom Tiv. And says Rashi, Hani Mili Binyan Habonui Bidei Odom. These two halachas, that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not supposed to be done at night or on Yom Tiv, this is only said regarding to the Beis HaMikdash which is built by human hands. Avol mikdash she'osid she'anu mitzapin, the mikdash, the future Beis HaMikdash that we anticipate and we expected to be rebuilt, bonuyu meshuchlalhu, it is already built and completed. Yigole ve'yovoy mishamayim, it only has to be revealed from the heavens to go and to come down from the Shamayim, Shene'emar, Mikdosh Hashem, Koinu Yodecha. The Pasuk says that the Mikdosh, the Bisa Mikdosh, Koinu Yodecha, you Hashem, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you established and created the Beis HaMikdash, and this is referring to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Tosfos also agrees to Rashi, and Tosfos says the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be built Bidei Shamaim, like Rashi says. This is the Shita of Rashi and Tosfos, that the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will not be built by people. People will not be taking part in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The full project of the building of the Beis HaMikdash is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Beis HaMikdash will come directly from Shamayim in onto Har HaBayis. The Aruch HaNer brings Rashi's Pshat, and he says that there are a few kashas on this Pshat of Rashi. The first kasha is that we, many times throughout the davening, we say we daven for the Beis HaMikdash, and we use the Lashon in the term Sheyibone Beis HaMikdash. According to Rashi, it is mashma that the Beis HaMikdash is already bonui. We should daven not the Yibone Beis HaMikdash, rather we should daven Sheyigale Beis HaMikdash. The Aruch HaNer adds and asks that it says in the Midrash Rabbah in Bereishis, at the end of Parshas Samech Daled, that in the times of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanino, the Malchus gave permission to build the Beis HaMikdash, and many people gathered to start building it, and until at the end, they couldn't complete the building of the Beis HaMikdash because some of the Soini Yisrael told the Malchus about the fact that the people are building the Beis HaMikdash, and they canceled this building of the Beis HaMikdash. It is mashma from this medrash that the building of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be through human labor. People will be involved in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Finally, the Aruch HaNer asks that in the Navi Yechezkel, after the Navi describes all the dimensions and all the order of the Beis HaMikdash in great detail, the Navi ends off in Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph, and the Navi Yechezkel says, Hoida oisa muchsoiv lehen le'ineihem, ve'yishmeru es kol tzurosoi ve'es kol chukoisov ve'osu oisom. B'pashtus, this means, and even Rashi himself says that this means that the reason why the Navi wrote all the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash and the exact way how to build it, that is in order that the Bnei Yisrael will know in the future how to build the Beis HaMikdash. And says the Aruch HaNer, according to Rashi, we do not need to know all the dimensions and all the lengths and the widths of the Beis HaMikdash, because anyways it will be built by HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself. The other shita in this machloikis is the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Melochim Perik Yud Aleph Alocha Aleph, HaMelech HaMoshiach Osid Lamoid Ulehachzir Malchus David LeYoishno LaMemesholo HaRishoino. The Melech HaMoshiach will reestablish the kingdom of David, and the Rambam continues, Uvoine HaMikdosh Umekabetz Nitche Yisrael. The Rambam clearly holds that one of the responsibilities of the Melech HaMashiach will be to build the Beis HaMikdash. And this is not like Rashi and Tosfos said, that the Beis HaMikdash will come down bonui min HaShemayim. The Melech HaMashiach will be in charge of building the Beis HaMikdash. It is clear from the Rambam that the Rambam holds that the Binyan, Beis HaMikdash Leosid Lavoi, will be built bidei Odom. In Sefer Shoshanim LeDavid in the Hakdamot HaMaseches Midos writes that this Rambam is Leshitosoi, because the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph in Melochim writes that in Yumois HaMashiach Oilom Keminogo Inoyeg, even though the Nevim wrote and told all kinds of nevuos about the days of the Mashiach, these are all Mesholim. And for example, when the Navi Yeshayahu writes that in the times of Mashiach Vegor Ze'ev Im Keves, a wolf will be living together with sheep, that is only a mashal that Klal Yisrael will be living peacefully with Rish'ei Umois HaOilom. But really, the Rambam says, in the times of the Mashiach, Oilom Keminogo Inoyeg, and this is the famous shita of the Rambam, that he paskins, like Shmuel, that says, Ein Bein HaOilom Azeli Mois HaMashiach Elo Shibud Malchuyos Bilvad. The only difference between
the Olam Hazeh, the times today, and Yemois HaMashiach, is that in Yemois HaMashiach, the Umois HaOlam won't be ruling over us, we won't be under their Shibud, under their Memshalah. But other than that, the Yemois HaMashiach will be exactly like today, and the only main difference will be that there's going to be peace in the world, and Klal Yisrael will be living peacefully with the Umois HaOlam. Therefore, according to the Rambam, since there won't be extra special Nisim in the times of Yemois HaMashiach, therefore the Rambam refused to understand that the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be built, Bidei Shemaim, and it will come down from heaven. This is against the Shita of the Rambam, that there won't be any Chidush Maaseh Bereishis or any special Nisim which are not like Olam Keminhogo Yinoheg in the times of Yemois HaMashiach. So it comes out that according to Rashi and Tosfos, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will come down from Shemaim, complete and built, and people will not be involved in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, but according to the Rambam, the Mashiach himself will be building the Beis HaMikdash, and it will not come down from heaven. The Ma'aseh, when we look around Midrashim of Chazal, it seems a little bit of a stira. In Mechilta Shmois, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Yitches, it says, Chaviv Beis HaMikdash lifnei mi she'omar v'hoi ha'oilom, כשבא לבנות בית המקדש בנוי בשתי ידיו שנאמר מקדש השם כהננו יודעך. This is the pasuk that Rashi brings, and it sounds clearly from the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kviyachol is building the Beis, will be building the Beis HaMikdash with his own two hands. Also in a few other Medrashes it is mashma the same way. On the other hand, in Medrash Rabba Vayikra Perek Tes Oisvav, the Medrash clearly states that the Melech HaMashiach will be building the Beis HaMikdash, which seems like the Shita of the Rambam, that the building of the Beis HaMikdash will be by the hands of the Melech HaMashiach. We might be able to answer the Stira by the Shita of the Oruch Laner. The Oruch Laner over here in Sukkah Daf Me'alef Amud Aleph does something which seems like a pshara between Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam. And says the Oruch Laner, it is true that the Binyan HaOsid will be built bidei Adam. Klal Yisrael will be busy and will be involved in the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash. V'ma she'ne'emar Mikdash Hashem koinenu yodecho, she'nidrash betanchuma she'yered lemato. This pasuk of Mikdash Hashem koinenu yodecho that Chazal and Medrash Tanchuma explained that this is referring to Hashem's involvement in the Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. Hu Beis HaMikdash Ruchani Shiyovoy Lesoich Beis HaMikdash Haniv Nogashmi. This is talking about the spiritual Beis HaMikdash, which will descend from Shemaim and will merge into the existing physical Beis HaMikdash that Klal Yisrael will build. And says the Oruch Laner, Keneshama Besoich HaGuf. That will be exactly like a neshama goes into the guf, and they all become one whole thing, one complete thing, and neshama and guf together. So too, the Beis HaMikdash HaRuchni will come down from heaven, and that will go and merge into the Beis HaMikdash HaGashmi, and through that, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will have the special Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. So it comes out that according to the Oruch Laner, both opinions are right. It is true that the actual Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash will be built, Bidei Adam, but the spiritual Binyan Beis HaMikdash will come down from heaven, and they both will be united into one big Binyan Beis HaMikdash Shibana La'asid Lavoy. Moving on to Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Tonu Rabbanonu lekachtem shetehei lekicho biyad kol echod ve'echod, lochem mishelochem lehoitzies ashol ve'esagozul. The Pasuk teaches us that a lulav in the first day of Sukkot has to belong to the person who is being mekayim the mitzvah with that lulav. And therefore, if the lulav is borrowed or stolen, he is not yoytzei di choyva. Mikan omu chachomim ein odom yoytzei di choyva soy biyoyim tavorishoin shel chag belulavoy shel chaveiroi. One cannot be yoytzei yedei choyva sa mitzvah with the lulav of his friends. Elohim ken nesonoi loy bimatono. Unless his friend gave him this lulav b'matana, and now it belongs to him. At the end, the Gemara concludes that even if the person gave him the lulav b'matana al menas lehachzir, that is good enough, and he will be yoytzei di choyv of netilas lulav, as long as he gave back the matana. And the Gemara says, If one gave an esrik to his friends, al menas, he did a tnai that the friend will give back the esrik to him. And the friend that got, received the matana was noitel the esrik with the dalet minim, and he wants to be yotze. If he returned the esrik to the bailim and he was mekayim the tnai that the bailim was masne, that he will return the esrik, he was yotze d'chayva. But if he did not return this esrik to the bailim, he was not yoitze. And Rashi explains, the matano al menas lehachzir matanohi v'arei. In the case where he returned the esrik, it's a full matano, and therefore at the time that the esrik was in his hands, it was his own esrik. It is considered shelochem, and then after that he is mekayim the tnai and he returns the esrik to the bailim. But if he did not return the esrog, this is a gilui milsa, and now the mafreya is misbarer that at the time of the netilas lulav, the netilas esrog, the esrog wasn't his, because now we see that he wasn't mekayim the tnai, and therefore the matana was misbatel meikara, because the whole matana that the person gave him the esrog was bitnai that he will return the esrog. Since he was not mekayim the tnai, we say that the matana is Botel. The Prime Godim in Simen Tov Reish Nun Ches in Eishel Avram Sif Koton Yud Beis asks an interesting question on this halacha, that if one gave his friend an esrog b'matana al menas le'achzir, he's yoytzei de'ichoy for the mitzvah as long as he returned the esrog. Asks the Prime Godim, the Gemara in Daflam in Heyom Yud Beis said that an esrog shel trumot tmeya is possible if one did the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav and Arba Minim with an esrog of Truma Tmeo, he was not Yoytzei D'Chayvo. And the Gemara explains that this is because the Leis Bo Heter Achila. There is no Heter Achila. One is not allowed to eat Truma Tmeo. Even a Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma Tmeo. And therefore, an esrog which does not have a Heter Achila, one is not Yoytzei D'Chayvo with such an esrog. Asks the Prime Godim, if the halacha is that one is Yoytzei D'Chayvo with Netilas, Lulav, and Esrog only in the case that the Esrog is Ra'ui La'achila, only if Mitzad Adin he could eat the Esrog. If that is so, how could one be Yoytzei D'Chayvo, the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, with an Esrog that he received b'matana al menas lehachzir? We said already that the halacha is that he's only Yoytzei b'matana al menas lehachzir if at the end of the process he returned the Esrog to the Bailim. If he does not return the Esrog to the Bailim, so the whole matana is batel, because he was not mekayim the tnai of al menas lehachzir, and in that case we say that at the time of the netilas arba minim, he did not own the esrog because the matana was batel lemafreya, and it is not considered shelochem. Therefore, says the Prime Godim, by any matana al menas lehachzir, the esrog is not roi lachila, because if he will eat the esrog, obviously he won't be able to mekayim the tnai and to return the esrog to the bailim. So now he has an esrog that is not roi lachila, because if he wants to be yoytzei d'chayvo, the mitzvah of arba minim, he cannot eat the esrog. He has to keep it shalem and complete in order to return it to the bailim. And therefore, how does that fit with the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hey that said that any esrog which is not roi lachila, one cannot be yoytzei d'chayvo the mitzvah of dal minim with such an esrog? In Shailas Uchuvas Beis Yitzchok Oyer Achaim Simen Kufdaled answers the kash of the Prima Godim. And he explains that when the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis said that an esrog of Trumat Meya is posul and one cannot be yoytzei d'chayvo with such an esrog because it is not roi lachila, the Gemara does not mean that there is an inyan that one should be able to eat the esrog. The pshat in the Gemara over there is, the way it is mashma from the Gemara itself and the way the Rishonim explain, that if this esrog is not roi lachila, this is a chisaron in the lochem. The Torah tells us, ulakachtem lochem bayim rishon, the esrog has to be fully yours when you're yoytzei d'chayvo. And if one cannot eat the esrog, if it is not ro'i l'achila, one of the tashmishim, one of the way of using an esrog is to eat it. And if one cannot eat it, that is a chisaron in his bailus. That means that his bailus is lacking one of the components, since he cannot eat this esrog. This is not considered completely a esrog which is lochem. The esrog has to be completely owned by the person who's yoytzei d'chayvo, and if he cannot eat, that means he's missing one of the components of a real true bailus. Says the Truvas Beis Yitzchak, that is only in a case of a Truma Tmeya. Over there, the halacha is Be'etzim, one cannot eat the Esroig, and therefore it is a Chisorin in Lochem. In a case of a Matana Al Menas Lehachzir, Mitzad the Bailis of the person, he owns this Esroig completely. And as long as he will eventually return the Esroig to the Bailim and he will be Mekayim the Tnai, the Matana is a complete Matana. And therefore, when he was doing the mitzvah of Netilas Arba Minim, he was mekayim completely the pasuk ulekachtem lochem, because at the time he owned the matana completely, and the esrog was belonging to him. It is true, says the Beis Yitzchak, that he cannot eat the esrog, because by eating the esrog he won't be able to be mekayim the tnai. But the tnai is only an external added thing to the actual matana, and therefore there's no real chisaron in lochem. So even though the Matthias is that he is not allowed to eat this Esrog, because if he will be eating the Esrog, he won't be able to return the Esrog to the Bailim, and the Matana will be batal meikaroi, but that is only a din tzdadi, it's an added halacha to the Matana, and eventually if he did return the Esrog to the Bailim, that he had a full ownership over the Esrog, and therefore he is yoitze with such an Esrog, because an Esrog which is owned by a person completely, he is called ulekachtem lochem, and even though he has to return it later on, the tnai is only a davar tzdadi, and the matana is a full and complete matana. So this pshat of the Beis Yitzchak, that the reason why the esrog of truma tmeya is possible for the mitzvah of arba minim is because it is not ra'u l'achila, and that is a chisaron in lochem. And according to that, explained the Beis Yitzchak that in the case of matana al manas l'achzir, there is no chisaron of lochem, because the recipient of the matana is a full owner of the esrog at the time of the netilas lulav. That is only true if the chisarin of the esrog, which is a truma tmeya, is because it is not considered lochem. There's a chisarin in the bailis. But the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayis on that Mishnah says that the reason why an esrog, which is a esrog of truma tmeya, is not kosher for the mitzvah of Arba Minim is not because it is not considered lochem, it is because it is not considered a pri. The Torah says, ulekachtem lochem bayim rishon pri eitz odo, and the definition of pri is that it is ro'u l'achila. If something is not ro'u l'achila, it is not considered a pri. According to the Rambam, we again have the same kasha. If one of the definitions of a pri is that it has to be ro'u l'achila, if that is so, why do we say that in Matana Namnas Lehachzir, one could be Yoyetzi de Yichoiva, the mitzvah of Arba Minim? This Esroig is not Roi Lachila for the person. He cannot eat it, and therefore it cannot be considered his pre. In Shailas Uchuvas Vaya'an Yosef, Oirechaim Simon Shin Pei Zayin explains that according to the Rambam, we could see a different teretz. When do we say that a fruit that is not Roi Lachila is not considered a pre? That is only if the chefze of the fruit is not ro'i l'achila. And for example, in the case of truma tmeya, the din is that one is not allowed to eat the truma tmeya. The din of the truma is that it cannot be consumed by people, and therefore, the chefze of the esrog is not ro'i l'achila. It doesn't have a shem pri on it, because one is not allowed to eat that esrog. On the other hand, when the esrog itself is really ro'u l'achila, just there is an added din that prevents people from eating it, over there we will not say that it is not considered a pri. And the Vayan Yosef gives an example of an esrog where the owner of an esrog was madir hana'a all the people of the world from having any type of hana'a from his esrog. Obviously the halacha is that no one could now eat this esrog, because every single person in the world is mudar hana'a from this esrog. Says the Vayan Yosef, in such a case, people will be yoytzei d'chayva with such an esrog, because even though lemaise they are not allowed to eat the esrog, and there is an iser mitzad the neder to eat that esrog, and it is not really ro'u l'achila, but the esrog itself did not change. The esrog itself has a shame pri to it. There is only an iser gavra for all the people to eat this esrog, and since the chefza of the esrog is the same esrog, and the isur of eating is an isur gavra, in such a case, we will not say that it is not considered a pri, and people will be able to be Yetzi the Choyva with such an Esroig, even though the halacha is that they are not allowed to eat such an Esroig. Says the Vayan Yosef, this is the same case in the halacha of Matona al Manas Lahachzir. It is true that in Matona al Manas Lahachzir, one is not allowed to eat the Esroig because he has to return the Matona to the Baalim. But that is not a din on the cheft of the Esroig. The Esroig is Esroig which is Rovi Lachilo, and it is considered a pre-Eitz Hadar. It is a full pre, because mitzad the cheft of the Esroig, there is no chisaroin, and it is Rovi Lachilo. The halacha, the din, that the person is not allowed to eat, is a din on the gavra. He cannot eat the Esroig, because by doing so, he won't be able to be mekayim the tnai. Since this Isur Achila is not an Isur Achila on the cheft of the Esroig, it is only an Isur Achila on the gavra of the Esroig, the Rambam will agree that this is considered a pre, and even though one lemaise cannot eat it, it will be still considered a pre-Eitz Hadar, and therefore one could be Yetzi Dichoiva with an Esroig that he received as a Matan al Manas Lehachzir. I found an interesting Ha'ara B'Pshat in the Sefer Ben Yehoyada of the Ben Ishchai. The Gemara says in our Daf, in Daf Alef Amud Beis, the story of Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lozo ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, shehoyu boin b'sfino. And the Brisa says, "Veloi hoyo lulov elo Rabban Gamliel bilvad shelekochoi be'elef zuz." Only Rabban Gamliel, who was the Nasi, he had a lulav which he bought for 1,000 zuz. And the Brisa describes the whole story, how he handed over this lulav to his chaverim, to the other tanoim, in order that they should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of netilas lulav. The Gemara at the end of the Amud asks, why does the Braisa have to tell us this detail that Rabbi Gamliel bought the lulav be'elef zuz? And the Gemara says, this is in order to tell us how much the mitzvah is achaviv. Rabbi Gamliel spent such a big amount of money for the mitzvah of lulav, that, and the Braisa tells us this detail in order to show us how much chavivas they had for the mitzvah, and they were willing to spend so much money for a mitzvah. Says the Ben Ishchai that really there is an added, hidden purpose for the fact that the Braisa mentioned the price of the lulav. And the Ben Ishchai said that one really could ask himself, how did it happen that Rabbi Gamliel was the only one who had a lulav? What happened to all the other three Amiroim? Why didn't they get prepared to the Yom Tov of Sukkot? Why didn't they have their own lulav? And that is a strong kasha, and people might think that maybe Chas v'Sholom, those Tanoim were mezalzel in the mitzvah of Arba Minim, and they didn't take care, and they didn't make sure that they have their own Arba Minim. They were relying on the lulav of Rabban Gamliel. Says the Ben Yehoyada, that is why the Braisa mentioned the price of the lulav. The lulav costed 1,000 zuz. Now, what type of lulav costs 1,000 zuz? Even if it's very mehudar, no one could charge such a big amount of money for a lulav unless this is the only lulav in the market. Says the Ben Yehoyada, the fact that the lulav costed so much money, that is a raya that this was the last or the only lulav in the market, and that is why the seller was able to charge such a big amount of money for one single lulav. If there were a lot of lulavim in the market, even if the lulav would have been very mehudar, this price of 1,000 zuz is completely exaggerated. Therefore, it must be that this lulav was the only lulav which was in the market at the time, and therefore Rabbi Gamliel Anasi was the only one who was able to buy the lulav. He was the Nasi, and they gave him the honor that he will pay for the only lulav which was there at the time. Says the Ben Yehoyada, that is what the Gemara means when the Gemara says, "Lahoidiyachol kama mitzvahis chavivo isaleim." You should not chas v'shalom think that those tanoim that did not have their own lulav were mezalzel b'mitzvahis. They were neglecting their responsibility for buying arba minim for the Yom Tov of Sukkot. No, this lulav was elef zuz. If the lulav was costing elef zuz, it must be that it was the only lulav in the market, because otherwise the seller won't be able to charge such a price for a lulav. Since it was the only lulav in the market, that explains why the other tanoim did not have their own lulav and arba minim. And that's what the Gemara says, "Lohoidiyachol kama mitzvahis chavivos aleihem," that chas v'shalom you shouldn't think that the mitzvahis are not chavivos on the tanoim. Of course the mitzvah was very chaviv, but what could they do? There was no lulav at the time in the market. It is interesting to mention that in the different Sefer of the Ben Ish Chai, in Sefer Benoyahu, which is also Chidush HaAgodos on the Shas, he gives a different explanation why the Amoraim, why the other Tanoim did not have their own Arba Minim, why only Rabban Gamliel had his Arba Minim. And he says that this is also Merumas in the words of the Braisa. The Braisa tells us that those Tanoim were Hoyuboin Basfino. Why is it so important to mention that they were on a boat or on a ship at the time of this story? And he says this is in order to tell us that the reason why they did not have Arba Minim is because they were sailing on with the Sfina, and they were sure that they will manage to get to the city before the Yom Tov of Sukkot, and it happened to be that they got stuck in the waters and they did not reach the shore before Yom Tov. Therefore, the Braisa mentions the fact that they were on a Sfina to tell us that the reason why they did not have Arba Minim was because they got stuck in the waters, and that is why they weren't properly prepared for the Yom Tov of Sukkot. And this is a different pshat why the Tanoim did not have the Arba Minim, not because the lulav was the only lulav in the market, only because they were in the Sfina and they did not think that they will be stuck in the Sfina when Yom Tov will come. In the Bir Halacha and Simin Tov Reish Nun Vav, it seems like he's combining those two explanations together. And the Bir Halacha writes that Rabban Gamliel and those Tanoim were stuck on the Sfina when the Yom Tov came, and they didn't have any esrig at all, or any lulav at all, and one person on the Sfina had esrig, and Rabban Gamliel bought this esrig from that person for elef zuz, and he paid such a big amount of money since that was the only esrig at the time on the Sfina, and there was no other way of getting an esrig for the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So according to the Bir Halacha, both explanations of the Ben Ish Chai are true. They were stuck on the Sfina, and they did not have any lulav, and even Rabban Gamliel himself did not have a lulav and esrog, and he was able to buy the esrog from a different person that happened to have an esrog and lulav on the boat, and that's why, since that was the only arba minim on the boat, he had to pay such a huge amount of money of elef zuz in order to be mekayim the mitzvah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.